Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with an episode of Monday Morning Manager. If you are not new here and you've been following along with Monday Morning Manager for honestly years, we've been doing these. Have you ever wondered why? Why do we send these out and ask you to send us your goals? Did you hit them? What are you doing? And this episode is basically the reason why. So as you're listening, remember something that a lot of people have shared, but I know that Charlie always reminds all of the people that we work with. You have to plan the work and work the plan. And that is going to help you be more efficient, more effective, and more deadly in your selling process. In this episode, How to Get on a Roll, we're talking about just that. So without further ado, here we go. Symptoms. Matt is looking at his calendar and doing some planning, knowing that many things he does look too much like random acts of mindless behavior. Looking back on past months, he feels like he was scrambling and playing catch up all the time, instead of having that feeling that he had some deliberate control of his actions. He wants to get back to that feeling of being on a roll, where it's like running downhill and towards something instead of uphill on a pile of sand and you can't get anywhere. Diagnosis. Sure, the numbers will speak for themselves, but Matt also understands that the numbers will come a lot easier if he has a mental plan that will give him some momentum. In the past, he was more in a state of denial that forced him to accept certain conditions and self-behaviors that mirrored him in mediocrity. He knows he has to start now if he wants to break the cycle, and he is not going to let the inevitable distractions prevent him from making a plan that directs his actions. Prescription. Matt is going to focus on the big picture and avoid getting distracted by all the minor and non-productive sites he may run into along the path. He knows that making a change will not happen overnight, and that he is going to have to go through smaller steps first if he has a chance of turning things around. In order to get on a roll, Matt is going to commit to the following sequence of thoughts and actions. Start with a vision, goals, and plans based on principles and discipline in order to develop more control of his life. Matt is going to expect to then become more self-assured, courageous, and action-oriented in what he attempts. Anticipate success and generate a pioneering spirit toward trying new things. Begin to realize steady growth in his personal and business life to the extent that he wants to track his progress so he can keep it moving in the right direction and catch any problems early. As these things happen, it generates a positive attitude and pride in his accomplishments, along with accepting responsibility for whatever happens, good or bad. An abundance mentality begins to develop as he becomes aware that there are plenty more out there that he can do and achieve. All of these factors combine to give him a very high self-confidence in his ability to produce a life of quality for himself and loved ones moving forward. Critical thinking. How can you act as if and get yourself on a roll? What changes can you commit to for the next 90 days to help you achieve more success, either in your personal or your professional life? The drill. The drill today starts with two quotes, one from JFK and one is a Dutch proverb. You can try to figure out which is which. There are risks and costs to a program of action, but they are far less than the long-range risks and costs of comfortable inaction. Next, he who is outside his door already has a hard part of his journey behind him. And the drill. What are your three best personal or professional accomplishments from last week? Are these the same three goals you submitted to us in your Monday Morning Manager response? And this week, what are your three most important priorities for the week? How do you plan on accomplishing all you need to accomplish this week? As always, Charlie and I are here for you. Do not hesitate to reach out for coaching, questions about Act As If, and anything else from the Growth Dynamics wheelhouse. Now, go out there and make this week the best week yet. For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.